The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. It is Wednesday, and we have 5 hours more of this radio program. I am signing off Friday at 5 o'clock. It's been a good 8-plus years, and I just want to thank again management here at KKLA for allowing me the privilege and the blessing of doing this program and for being able to sign off as I see fit. Many of you have, let me stop that right now. There we go. Many of you have expressed your thoughts, mostly positive, a few negative, a few grumps where you're thrilled I'm off the air. I'll just tell you this. Trust me, my suspicion in the new season of me, again, giving God my all, we're gonna tick off the enemy big time. I had an incredible conversation this morning. I don't need to get into it, but keep me in your prayers. Get on my mailing list, franksontag.com. You've not heard the last of me. And we may also be doing a podcast. So welcome back to the program. Ruth called. We had a brief exchange. And by the way, we have two open lines, 888-528-2557. If you're on hold, I may not necessarily take you if you're not topical. And let me tell you what we're going to get into this hour. And as well as if you just want to share a brief sentiment, a brief hello, we'll take some calls as well. But if you're on hold for something that we've not even made mention of, I may not take you. No offense taken. It's just kind of the way things are with the limited time we have. So Ruth had expressed in a transparent way some struggles within the family. Vaccine, not taking the shot. What do we do? What's going on? So two things I want to make known. My concern. I stand for freedom and liberty, for us to be able to make our own choices in our own lives. I'm so sick and tired of government infringing on my God-given right. And part of the problem, we had a caller earlier wanted to really go off on adults who he wanted to blame for most of this. Like, we've given our freedoms up to the government. And I would agree with him. We're being lied to. We live at a time I never would have thought where the media is a propaganda arm. We are being lied to. Well, Frank, come on now. You're just spouting your right wing stuff, and you're just unhappy. No, I'm very factually based. I make a lot of my decisions based on facts. I want facts. Have we gotten facts about the shot and adverse reactions? No, they won't let us have access to statistics. They even block people, doctors, nurses, medical experts, sharing their experience with things like therapeutics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Don't get me going here. But this whole unvaccinated population is the reason why we have another potential breakout in the United States is a flat-out lie. This virus has been politicized. It was politicized very early in all of this. And there are some of us, we don't even realize that we're being lied to. Let me present a case in point. Tucker Carlson did an expose last night. I'm not going to play all of it. It's long, but you'll get the gist early on. More than likely, you didn't even hear about what's going on in England.
Said we have tape for you from the UK's chief scientific advisor, a man called Sir Patrick Vallance. This tape is from today. Gene Wu and his friends should have watched it before they left Texas. It makes you wonder, how effective are these drugs anyway? Watch.
In terms of the number of people in hospital who've been double vaccinated, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to hospital with COVID have been double vaccinated. And that's not surprising because the vaccines are not 100% effective.
Let me play that again. You may go, what did he say? What? I'll play it again.
Said we have tape for you from the UK's chief scientific advisor, a man called Sir Patrick Vallance. This tape is from today. Gene Wu and his friends should have watched it before they left Texas. It makes you wonder, how effective are these drugs anyway? Watch.
In terms of the number of people in hospital who've been double vaccinated, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to hospital with COVID have been double vaccinated. And that's not surprising because the vaccines are not 100% effective.
So you heard that. They're not 100% effective. Tucker Carlson lights this thing up. Listen to this.
So fully 60% of patients admitted to British hospitals for severe, presumably life-threatening cases of COVID, because that's why you go to the hospital, had been fully vaccinated. That's what he just said. Several hours after he said it, Vallance sent a tweet clarifying that he meant only 40% of patients admitted to UK hospitals had been fully vaccinated. He didn't provide evidence to substantiate anything he said. But still, either number seems like big news. Now, the number may be small in total in the aggregate, but the fact that anybody is going to the hospital, particularly a big percentage of people who are going to the hospital, has already been vaccinated, is the opposite of what they've been telling us here in the United States. They've been telling us anyone who's fully vaccinated is fine. The only people getting dangerously sick or dying from COVID are those people who've refused to get the vaccine. Joe Biden said that once again just the other day.
Look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
They're killing people. This show is killing people for asking those naughty questions. We've heard that a lot, including from elected officials, a lot of them. Because the only people getting sick are the ones who've refused for political reasons to get the vaccines. How many times have you heard that in the past month as they continue to politicize medicine to an almost irrecoverable point? Our CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, has joined in. She said the same thing. If you're vaccinated, she's assured us you're safe. You're not simply protected from infection. You're protected from serious illness, from hospitalization, even from the lurking menace known as the Delta variant.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk. And communities that are fully vaccinated are generally faring well. The good news is that if you're fully vaccinated, you are protected against severe COVID, hospitalization, and death, and are even protected against the known variants, including the Delta variant, circulating in this country. If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk. And our biggest concern is that we are going to continue to see preventable cases, hospitalizations, and sadly, deaths among the unvaccinated.
All right, so before Tucker responds, we'll take calls, by the way, if you want to talk about this. 888-528-2557. Now, maybe the virus just doesn't go across the water too well. Right? In the UK, 40-60% people in hospitals now have been double vaccinated. And then across the pond here in the United States, we're hearing it's all unvaccinated people. It can both be telling the truth. I'm not so sure.
We're not saying there's no benefit to the vaccine. There may well be profound benefits to the vaccine. Our mind is open and has been from the first day. We never encourage anyone to take or not to take the vaccine. Obviously, we're not doctors. But we know lying when we see it, and you just saw it. To say again in unison, and they're all saying it, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, is simply untrue. That's a lie. There's a massive discrepancy between that political talking point, which is exactly what it is. Thank you, Rochelle Walensky. Thank you, President Biden. And what the data in a bunch of different countries are showing. Someone needs to explain that. Tell us the truth. People can handle it. And what is going on with the government's own VAERS database, the vaccine harm database that you're required to ignore, but that the Biden administration maintains anyway, but the numbers are bad? What are the real numbers? Who knows? No one will say. As of tonight, the VAERS database reports more than 1,000 cases of heart inflammation in people 30 and under who've taken the vaccine. Is that a big deal? Is it not? Should we worry about that? How are those people doing? We don't know. As of this week, the CDC and the FDA say they've confirmed more than 600 reports of heart inflammation and swelling, and that number is almost certain to rise. What's the context for those numbers? Is that a full count? Is it an undercount? Why isn't anyone trying to find out? And why aren't they telling us? How come no one in the federal government is working transparently to complete a full assessment of all vaccine side effects and then tell the public what they are?
Is that, like, too much to ask? Tucker Carlson is basically saying, hey, we can handle it. Just disclose all of the truth, all of the information. We'll share it maybe one more minute here.
Is there some reason people are being compelled to take the vaccine and millions are being compelled to take the vaccine? Shouldn't know that? Oh, shut up, say the dummies on TV. The only people still getting COVID are right-wingers, Fox News viewers, who won't follow instructions.
Just last week, new infections went up 70%. And according to the CDC, the NIH, which oversees the CDC, it is absolutely 99.5% of those infections mm-hmm. are people who haven't gotten vaccinated. I mean, come on. Anybody who disputes that sort of stuff is putting people's lives at risk and potentially killing them.
Maybe when you know too much about someone, it's hard to take medical advice from that person. But there are a lot of those people giving you medical advice on television, and you should ignore them. The advice they're giving you isn't designed to help. It's designed to make you comply. And you shouldn't comply mindlessly. You're an American adult. You are allowed to ask simple questions and then demand clear answers.
Now, we'll leave it at that. I think that's spoken well. You may agree. You may disagree. Somewhere in the middle. I present that to you by which you can attain more information to make a good educated decision about what you should do with your own life. It should be your choice, not a government forcing or imposing its will on you. We have one line open, 888-528-2557. Karen in Simi Valley, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. First of all, I would like to say God bless you in your new ministry. I will miss you. I listen to you every day that I can, and I just wish you the best in your new endeavors.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I have not been vaccinated. I just turned 70 years old, and I had a surgery scheduled, and my doctor highly recommended that I get vaccinated because I have an autoimmune disease and said, you really need to get this vaccination before the surgery. And I had was very leery about getting vaccinated just because I had a lot of questions about it. And I had thought, well, if he's really highly recommending it, I probably should get it. And a few days before I was going to get it, right at the window of before my surgery, I got a call from my Christian, my best friend, who's been my best friend for 60 years, who's Christian, who said, do not get the vaccination. My cousin just called me, and her best friend, who also had throat surgery, which is my surgery that I had, came down with, they had to put her on a ventilator, and she had the vaccine right before her surgery, and they attribute it to the vaccine. And I feel like that was just totally a word from the Lord telling me not to get the vaccine. It was the day before I was going to get it. And then I ended up having a reaction to the surgery and ended up in the hospital for 5 days. And I feel like if I had had that, I don't know what would have happened to me.
So you
getting a lot of terrible feedback.
So you did have the surgery.
Vaccine.
So you did have the surgery after all.
I had the surgery, but I did not have the vaccine.
Right. It's way after the fact, but when I heard you say that, just the thought that went through my mind, what does getting the vaccine have to do with getting surgery? Like, if ever there's an area where it's pretty well sterilized, it would be a hospital setting in the surgical room. So why the connection? And here you are, you had the surgery, you didn't get vaccinated, and you're here to tell the story. So I'm just very concerned that this has become politicized, and we're hearing one story in the United States because the left dominates everything, and then you hear the story in the UK, 40 to 60% of the people in hospitals were double vaccinated. What's going on here? So I'm glad you're okay. Go ahead.
According to our president, I'm a murderer because I haven't been vaccinated.
Right. Well, we need to pray for the president that God will temper his tongue because, a lot of things come out of his mouth that, he doesn't have the market cornered on that. I'll just say that. God bless you, Karen. I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you made it through surgery. Here's a story. A sudden jump in the post-COVID-19 vaccination death reports, according to the CDC, is not correct. Was a result of an error. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said a passive reporting system it runs with the FDA had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received a COVID-19 vaccine. That was a sharp increase from the previous numbers of 6,079. But the CDC spokeswoman says the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct. Okay. Spokeswoman was unable to say when the error would be fixed. She said it's being worked out. And I'm not saying everything is cut and dry. Please don't misunderstand me. I vacillate toward logic, sound mind, even people I completely disagree with. I love Victor Davis Hanson. I happen to agree with most of what he says. He was asked about the idea and the buzzes out there. We're going to punish the unvaccinated. It's a lot of what you're hearing from the left these days.
Well, how did we get here, Tucker? If you and I had this conversation last June or July, the now president of the United States would be reassuring people that he probably would not get vaccinated because of the association with Donald Trump and the vaccine.
Exactly.
And the vice president, current vice president, would be more explicit. And then we were told by Dr. Fauci there was no way we would have a vaccine in 2020. It would have to be to 2021. And then we were told by the President of the United States that no one was vaccinated until he was inaugurated. That was a flat-out lie. And then we were told that 2 million people were scheduled to come into the United States in a 12-month period, and we're on track to meet that disturbing goal. And then we were told that none of them would be vaccinated that we knew of. We would have no test. Yet the HHS Secretary and Joe Biden would say, unlike people who are not U.S. citizens, you U.S. citizens will be adjudicated. We're going to go door-to-door to make sure that you are vaccinated. And then so we turn to the medical community and we say, help us. The politicians have failed us. And we look at Dr. Fauci, and what does he say? No relationship with the Wuhan lab and the origins of COVID. No gain-of-function research funded by NIH or NIA infectious diseases. Oh, by the way, masks have no utility. One mask is what you want. Better two. Oh, 60, 70, 80% herd immunity. Pick your pick. Oh, that was all noble lies. And so when you saturate the public with so much political disinformation, and they turn to the medical community, and it's weaponized. And I remember, I think it was June 8th of last year, when 1,200, quote-unquote, medical experts said the psychic damage would be so great for BLM supporters not to break the quarantine that it was medically efficacious for them to go out shoulder to shoulder and violate the quarantine and protest, but no one else. So when you lose that credibility in politicians and the medical community, I'm afraid that, and I'm a big supporter of vaccinations, but I have a lot of empathy with people who can't trust the government, and they've lost the narrative, and Now they're trying to double down by coercion. All they need to do is be transparent and honest. This is the vaccination. This is the efficacy rate. These are the dangers. Here's the natural immunity or lack of it. There's the intellectual or the knowledgeable decision you can make. We give you two recommendations. Go to it. And maybe they could trust the confidence. They could have confidence in the American people. But so far, the American people have no confidence in them because they've ruined their reputations and credibility for cheap political gain, I guess.
Right? Victor Davis Hanson. I mean, right? It's like they don't trust us, or they don't think we can think for ourselves, or they're pushing an agenda on us, which is kind of clear. This is about obedience. Put your masks back on. Fear us. And the good news is, I think people are about had enough. You know, in the school system, pushing critical race theory or a whole array of other things, your two-year-old needs to wear a mask. You have seen some videos of moms speaking at council meetings. We've woken up Mama Bear. And I praise God for these strong women that are speaking out and saying, nuh-uh, no way. We've had enough. Are we at that point? I don't know. But we will see. 888-528-2557. We have a line open. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Previous segment, we talked a bit about ransom Tucker Carlson audio about news report out of the UK that 40 to 60% of those that are now hospitalized have been, well, they've been double vaccinated. And yet here in America, we're hearing just the opposite, that it's the unvaccinated. Let me take a couple calls and then we'll finish the segment. I'll read two posts by two people that I hold in very high regard. Faith in Los Angeles. Faith, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I just wanted to share from the preview call, I believe her name was Karen, where she said that she was feeling pressure about getting the vaccination and without getting it. Well, my son had to have surgery. He's 14, and he has a pre-existing medical condition that's considered fatal. And they were recommending that he take the vaccination before surgery to protect the employees of the hospital. And to me, that just didn't sound right. And when I asked, okay, well, then are these employees going to be wearing their masks? Is everything going to be sanitized? Right. And the nurse on the phone had said, oh, no, they don't need to do that. They're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like, well, then how are you really taking the precautions for my son's safety and expect me to trust just because they got the shot that my son is going to be? It just didn't make sense to me.
Well, good for you to, at the very least, question what happened. What did you decide?
I did not. We did not get the COVID shots. I refused. They wanted him to get a COVID test, and I fought that a little bit, but this surgery was very much needed. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and did it, and he's fine. We are not getting the shot, and he is still fine.
Hmm. Praise God, your son as well. Faith, thank you. And I want to state clearly, again, I'm not erring on one side or the other. I'm just saying that my concern is we are being told absolutes that the vaccines are safe, effective, and it's the unvaccinated people that are the troublemakers. Obviously, I'm overstating it and overgeneralizing. But when you hear a story out of the UK, 40 to 60% of people hospitalized have been doubly vaccinated, it just makes one wonder. Now, we've got a friend on the phone. And I'll give him some kudos in a second. I did not plan on hearing from him. But Dr. John Shea is founder of Rejuvenu Medical Spa, and he's on the phone and wants to share. John, my brother, how are you?
Hi, great.
I appreciate you calling in. I have no idea what you're going to share, but please do.
Well, so I'm going to pull over here. I was driving, and I heard your show, and I just wanted to share with you how, you know, a lot of this has been pretty frustrating. If you just step back from a medical science, you know, they say it's all based on science, but if I just step back and watch, and I've been watching this whole thing unfold, and when COVID started hitting, I remember doing some quick research just from the access that I had to medical journals, and I thought, oh, here we go, hydroxychloroquine, we can do zinc. These are things that we see that can be beneficial. And so I thought, okay, they're going to start talking about this, and it's going to be helpful, and we don't, this doesn't have to blow up into something crazy. But then I didn't hear about it until Trump repeated it. When I heard Trump repeat it, I thought, oh, good, our president, commander-in-chief, at least he's up on the information. But then instead of following through that with logic, I see a circus unfold, right? Because then it became political. And the casualty is that we lost this treatment that could have helped people.
That's right.
Right? And it wasn't because of Trump that this thing came out. But unfortunately, we vilified this treatment because he mentioned it. And in a way, I wish he didn't say anything about it, right? I wish Fauci had said it so that people would have at least used it. But it's unfortunate. So I remember when I was trying to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to some patients, and pharmacies would tell me, hey, sorry, if this is for COVID, it's malpractice. And I said, but I can prescribe whatever I want off-label for anything I want. They said, no, it'll be malpractice. We'll report you. And so those things we're instilling fear in our doctors. So the doctors were backing off, even though a lot of my whole group of doctor friends were all taking it themselves because they ordered it for themselves before the pharmacy crackdown, before Trump talked about it. So that's what, but nobody knows this. When I talk to my friends and my small group, my church, or just people, our patients, a lot of them say, I didn't know there was an option, right? Okay, so fast forward, you already killed off hydroxychloroquine. In October, they kind of finally reversed, and they said, okay, hydroxychloroquine actually works, but it's not in the media, nobody talks about it. Then we have ivermectin. And ivermectin, and as well as hydroxychloroquine, there are these what we call meta-analysis studies, which are studies that look at multiple studies. And so we look at thousands and thousands of patients and hundreds of studies, and we see that it's both of these are very useful treatments used early, early implementation. You can reduce a lot of these hospitalizations by 86% and different numbers. And that's out, but we're not talking about that either, right? So ivermectin is a useful treatment right now. Also, vitamin D3, they found that the it's highly correlated to how you do when you get the infection. And so, sadly, none of these things are talked about. They aren't being canceled or vilified, but nobody's talking about it. And I figure, well, it's out there, and I've asked people, I've talked to people, but I'm just so surprised because a lot of people say, I didn't know anything about that. I thought you have to be vaccinated. So I think what happens is a lot of us are just being really passive. I think we want, in a way, innately, we just want to be able to trust the authorities because we don't want to have to go through that process of questioning everything. We don't want to walk around with distrust. So we just kind of blindly want to believe. And I think the people in authority are using that to their, are taking advantage of that. So, I mean, that's just what I wanted to share. The information's out there. If you haven't been vaccinated, there are treatments that you can resort to. If you have been vaccinated and you're scared about the Delta variant, and I think we should be, I mean, if you're vaccinated, you should be still aware that you can still get sick, but don't worry, there are treatments that we can give you still. So in other words, it doesn't have to be all about fear and just being scared, because I see that wave coming. It's not the second wave of the COVID, it's like the new wave of fear that
That's
we need
right.
to push on people again.
That's right.
So, anyway, John, hope you guys heard that.
Loud and clear. I appreciate you more than you know, not only as a friend, but more so as a medical doctor and an expert in so many ways. I appreciate you, and I love you and your family very much, and I appreciate you sharing over the airwaves this very important information.
All right. God bless. Take care in your new endeavors.
Thank you, John. God bless you, too. Oh, well, there you hear it from a doctor. And then there's Daniel Thonos Fauci. You know, and I think, look, John's a friend. I don't think we've ever had a conversation where we really disagree about things, but I think he's onto something when there's something instinctual we want to be taken care of. We want to believe the best in government, at least some of us. And my suspicion is part of that is born out of sometimes it takes work. Sometimes you have to do some of the heavy lifting and the long hauling. You have to take responsibility and research for yourself and find out. John said, and he's accurate, I don't work that hard to access information, and I have access to this stuff. It's not completely blacked out or censored yet. Here's two posts. We'll break and come back with our final segment. Alex Berenson, I've played on the program. He is a researcher. He's not a doctor. He posted on Twitter, and for this, he was blocked. I don't know if he's been cleared yet, but someone I know that is a doctor sent this to me. Alex wrote this recently. The newest Israeli data indicate complete vaccine failure on every level. Remember, Israel used only the Pfizer mRNA shot and followed Pfizer dosing schedule. This data is from their official site, shows nearly all serious cases and deaths are now among the vaccinated. It's Alex Berenson. And then Vladimir Zelenko was the first doctor that I got to know that talked about hydroxychloroquine. I agree with Dr. Shea. If Trump would have just not said anything, and I love the analogy, if Fauci said it, oh, that it's good. Hydroxychloroquine, good. But because Trump said it, oh, you know, it's awful. Vladimir Zelenko successfully treated hundreds of patients with hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc sulfate. From then until now, he's gone through quite a bit. He's been vilified. He's been censored. He's had, I think, one, if not two, major surgeries for cancer. So he's in a season now where he holds nothing back. Let me read you something he sent me. This is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. In my medical opinion, I respectfully and lovingly ask that no human get injected with a medically unnecessary, ineffective, and extremely dangerous substance of unknown origin and purpose. Our governments have betrayed us, and our medical providers have been just blindly, quote-unquote, following orders. This is the worst crime in the human history. Please save yourself and your loved ones. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Again, attribution is important. That is their views. Your views are also welcomed. 888-528-2557. One more final segment on this Wednesday of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Couple of thoughts, and then we'll close the segment. I'm going to take one phone call and read an email, but before I do either one, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have a little fun. I'm not going to tell you what that means, but we're going to lighten things up a bit on tomorrow's broadcast, and then Friday, the last show, I am going to recite some scripture. I'm going to give my testimony and invite any listener that is not a follower of Christ or at least would like to get right with God. We'll do a little bit of an altar call as our final show. So we are off Friday at 5. That's it. I'm getting emails, people saying, what are we going to do? Here's the truth. You're just going to move forward. I'm not going anywhere. I have a ministry you can support and pray that God will bring someone in behind this microphone that will carry a legacy that was started many, many, many years ago by some great men of God. I want to take Sylvia in Lakewood. Sylvia, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi there, Frank.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. A little bit hot, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Frank, I was calling because the doctor, your friend that called in, and he was talking about hydroxychloroquine and Venactin?
Ivermectin, yes.
And I know other doctors that have also called into the show have highly recommended using those in the fight for COVID. But my question is, they're also saying that hospitals are not allowing these doctors to prescribe those two particular medications. So how does the general public, like a patient like myself,
sure,
how would we be able to get access to those if the doctors are not allowed to prescribe them?
Now,
do you have any idea?
Yeah, I do. That's why I took your call. I want to let a lot of people know. I'm not sure where you're getting your information that doctors are not allowed to prescribe it. There was a time early last year, whereas Dr. Shea made mention of, once Donald Trump opened his mouth, all bets were off. The left did everything to vilify hydroxychloroquine. I even tried to get some through my doctor, and they said no go. Mid-summer in the fall, we tried again, found a pharmacy that was willing to fulfill the prescription. Now, I think things are a little different, so here's your answer. If you have a medical doctor, I would think your doctor should have very little problem getting you either of the two. And I think that's true for anybody that has a doctor. It's kind of been moved to the back 40, by which it's not so politicized like so many other things are right now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. So, yeah, thank you for that information. I'll definitely get a hold of my doctor the next time I visit and ask about that.
Yeah, and let me know. Send me an email or anybody else listening. That's my understanding. It's not that difficult to get now. It was virtually impossible last year around this time. Hydroxychloroquine has been used for many decades against, if you go into an area that has malaria, it's used as a prophylaxis. Also, people with rheumatoid arthritis and other issues have been taking it safely. CDC has talked about how safe it is for 50 years, or a lot of what has been promoted in the medical establishment. It's been safe for 50 years. I don't know if the CDC has promoted it for 50 years. But hydroxychloroquine is... Here's the stumbling block. It's really cheap. Now, I'm not saying I know the answer, but I suspect that may be part of the puzzle. Let me share an email I received, and then we'll close. This man has sent me a couple of emails. If I'm not mistaken, the first email he sent me, he's not Christian, but he listens to the program, and he's listened for a while. Frank, I'm listening to your second hour replay podcast, and you spoke on armor, by coincidence, related to my thoughts of encouragement. So it seems appropriate that I send this email to you now and my encouragement. Yesterday's show felt different. No holding back, many great segments, the audio of mother with an injured daughter, the fear campaign by our own local government, the worry by good citizens being terrorized. I sense in other Americans a growing spirit against tyranny. I grew up during Reagan. I'm a lover of archetype heroism, American lore, and classical thought. And these passages come to mind to salute you as you close out your show this week. In fact, I'll read all three. I was going to read one. Horatius at the Bridge by Thomas Babington Macaulay. Then out spake brave Horatius to every man upon this earth, death cometh soon or late, and how can men die better than facing fearful odds for the ashes of his fathers and the temples of his gods? Battle Hymn of the Republic. As he died to make men holy, let us fight to make men free. And then a speech from President Ronald Reagan. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. Sam, thank you, brother. And thank you to each and every one of you that listened and have supported this program. Maybe you're a new listener. Maybe you've listened from the beginning. Safe to say, most of you are in between. I want to articulate this as clearly as I can again. God is calling me to a new season. I'm grateful to management for letting me share my last programs on air. And if you would like to follow me, the best way is to go to my website and get on my mailing list. Shooting me an email saying, put me on the mailing list, is not going to get it done because these emails will be suspended shortly. My website is just franksontag.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see the banner, get on Frank's email list, click on, give your info, you'll be in. Lord willing, we'll be back for another program tomorrow. We'll have a little fun tomorrow. We'll take some calls. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed night. This is the Frank Sontag Show.